Hello, welcome to Can You Get to That? I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best.
I'm your co-host, Matthew Olson. Hi, Caitlin.
Hey, Matt.
It's been a while
since you first called me.
Yeah,
go on the internet.
Apologies, listeners, for the great delay on the clown phobia, coulrophobia. Such a hard word to say.
I don't even remember the word.
I have typoed it so many times. Anyway, apologies for the delay on that and the borked up audio. That episode will come out the same time this one does. And props to you and thank you if you make it through our shared but different audio problems.
Yeah, indeed. I think that's probably the worst sounding episode we've made since the non-canonical Can You Get to That, where I had a demon voice for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever actually touched on that
one. We discussed that
in canon, but there was an episode we recorded at the college radio station, which was just burglarized.
Off the press. Just now, not when we were doing this thing.
Yes, just now, 2016, October, yes. But back in, oh Lord, early 2015, when we were doing episodes out of the radio station, we did a whole, I don't even remember what the topic was, but we did a whole show, and then afterwards we discovered that one of the knobs on the mixing board was turned to demon.
Oh shit. And the other one, the one that was part of the show, was just I wasn't even turned on, or one of us wasn't turned on.
Yeah, there was one of those too.
God damn.
It was bad. Well, the question for me was, why would someone have ever turned that particular knob?
Man, fucking college kids. They're dumb as hell.
Yeah. I mean, and we were also dumb because we didn't catch it.
The question for me is, why on every mixing board that's commercially available, why is there a demon knob?
You know, it would just cost too much to make a separate mixing board for like dark metal bands.
Right. So it's just
hell
they
metal.
All include it. Yeah. They actually have to, it's something they actually have to remove. It's like, it's just sort of a byproduct of the manufacturing process. There's a demon setting.
Yeah.
And they would actually have to like cut it out. And that's just like, I mean, some people want it.
That's capitalism.
Why take it off? You know,
we're wiki experts. We are.
That's right. We are.
We're hosts of a show.
We are the world's foremost experts on traversing the wiki space.
Yeah, exactly.
Any
kind of wiki space. We've done Memory Alpha. We've dipped our toe into Wikipedia. I'm sure there will be more pop culture wikis
to come.
And
that's all. And those are all the wikis that there are. That's all the pedias.
All the pedias, yes. Mm-hmm. We're also versed in pedias and puns like Wikipedia, to be clear. But we're wiki experts. That's all we've ever said we are. And I think our track record, our meticulously maintained stats.
Our perfect track record.
I didn't say perfect. I said our track record, which is better than most. Also, we have to be the only podcast about Wikipedia, right? I haven't checked up in a while, but I think
no
one else
I've
is talking
looked.
About this shit.
Yeah, nobody else cares. And
just
that's
us.
The problem. That's really the problem.
That's the dang problem, because I don't know, listeners, but if you've been following the election news, you're hearing a lot about WikiLeaks, or as Donnie Trump spells it, WikiLeaks is. Puts an extra E there at the end, and it really changes things.
But, yeah, it's a strange byproduct of social media is that we've learned. He's never said the word out loud, but that's how he spells it.
He's never said it out loud, that's for sure. They're looking through these emails, and every day there's a new story that they found another thing. And I'm just saying, if they're looking for something, I'm waiting here by my big red phone.
We're still here.
We're still waiting by the red phone.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got a red phone? Who gave you a red phone?
Is yours not red? What's your important phone look like?
Mine's purple.
Are you sure it's purple? It could be like a maroon.
I'd
say mine's like a crimson bordering on maroon. Maybe if it was like left out in the sun and had a little sun bleach, it would be like a purple.
I'd even say it's like bluish purple, actually.
Oh, dang.
What do you think?
Oh, wow.
Do you think that means it's more or less important than your phone?
Gosh, I don't want this question to tear us apart. Caitlin, you have to promise me, if they call you to sort out this WikiLeaks thing, mm-hmm. if they call you to reconnect Julian Assange's internet, to connect his router again.
I'll tell them to unplug it and then plug it back in.
God, we got to release this episode right quick in case this story develops into something bad. So we're not just seen as
so it's not funny anymore. Well, listen, if they call me on my purple phone,
Tell me, because I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know?
I don't want it to come between us. Okay. I pledge
Never
the same
mind,
to
then.
You.
Okay.
Caitlin?
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've got our plea to the world Illuminati government
to
get us in on this out of the way, and have apologized for our audio problems and then had more audio problems.
Yeah.
I got one thing to say to you.
What do you have to say to me?
Welcome to Mario Kart.
Yahoo!
I'm the best.
All right, that was gonna be my next thing, Matt. Shit.
I did it because I'm main toad. Let's have our listeners tell us. You do your toad, and then they can tell us who did it better. And then it'll come between us. Actually, listeners, just think of it yourself. Don't tell either of us what you thought. But do it anyway, Caitlin.
I don't even want to do it now.
Do it.
I'm the best.
Yours is definitely better. Yours is better.
Yeah, as I said, I do main toad, so.
Yeah, well, is toad... There's 8 characters in 64?
Yeah, there's 8.
Yeah,
Mario. Mario, Luigi, Wario, Donkey Kong, Bowser, Toad, Princess Peach, who's the last
Yoshi.
One? Yoshi. Yeah.
Is Toad the fastest, or is
Toad's
he tied
the
with
best.
Yoshi?
Toad, I mean...
He's the best, but is he the fastest?
I think he accelerates the fastest.
Okay.
But I don't think he has the best top speed.
Because, like, in the GameCube one, which I know you don't want to even... talk about
it's okay
all.
You can talk about it. I'll just plug my ears.
Toad and Toadette have the same stats, right?
Probably. I don't know.
Probably the exact same.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's our 64th episode, and I went down a list of Nintendo 64 games and looked at each of the ones,
and you picked the best one.
I picked the best one with 64 in the title.
Yeah
I thought there were going to be way more. I remember every Nintendo game having 64 in the title during that era, but apparently not. Apparently that is not true.
I'm trying to think.
GoldenEye? I mean, including third... was GoldenEye? Was that...
Are you talking about Nintendo-developed games?
I'm talking about all the games. All the games.
Okay.
For that
well,
system.
None of the Legend of Zelda games have 64 in the title, because that would just be silly.
Yeah, that would be silly. And it was GoldenEye 007. I've always thought of it as either just GoldenEye or GoldenEye 64.
No.
That's
come on.
See, it's my shitty memory.
Mm-hmm. That's adulthood.
Oh.
Hey, that's adulthood kicking in.
That's adulthood. Gosh. I'm just going to wait by this phone forever, never get called, wrestle with audio problems, and watch my memories go to shit. I love
this. That's adulthood.
Hey, that's adulthood. Should we start playing the game?
Yeah, I don't want to think about this anymore.
Let's do the thing. Right. I do need to request that you,
you
stop
do
showing
need
me your
to
face.
See. Hey.
Do not want to see your face.
Okay. I'm putting it
anymore.
Away. And
please click random article.
Random article. Oh, boy. Oh, that's a doozy.
Step 1.
Panzer. I love that the first sentence, so you see this title and you see the images on here and you know it's the tank that they're talking mm-hmm. about. But the first sentence in the article is just, Panzer is a German word that means armor.
I mean, it's valuable to know. Because I know why the tank is called that.
You could put it as a second sentence.
I guess.
Because it seems like the most pertinent part of any Wikipedia article is like, what is the thing it's about? You know? That's what I would say. If I was writing the encyclopedia.
You're saying a wiki article should be about the thing that it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I think this is about the general term.
Well,
because there are specific different types of panzers, and I bet you they all have their own specific pages that are far more detailed than this.
Let's fact check that.
Well, wait a minute. Don't click on one.
I'm not. Don't worry.
Because we have to. Now in Mario Kart DS.
Are there tanks?
Drybones has a cart that is a tank.
Are you being
serious?
I'm serious.
Right now? I'm very serious. Because in DS, I would play as Drybones and I would use the tank. Okay. I know this.
I don't
very well.
Think that's going to work. We can try, we but I don't think it's going
to
work.
You don't
I don't
think, we
think
go
that
to
the
tank,
Wikipedia
there's
page...
going to be a section where it's like tanks and video games.
No.
And it'll have like the Scorpion.
Or if there is,
and
if there is that's
Wars.
Not going to be on the list.
What do you mean? It's the only tank I know of in Mario Kart, and Mario Kart is a popular franchise. It should rank with video game tanks.
It is; they are the best games. So, maybe.
I'm sorry. You're sharing the screen with me, and it keeps popping up. Nicole the Impaler tweeted.
That's just an email I got from my friend Nicole the Impaler. Don't worry about it.
I think you got it from twitter.com.
No, Matt. This is my friend Nicole the Impaler. I got her
tweeted.
You remember when I was a vampire? You remember when I was a vampire?
Oh gosh.
She's this vampire and she's like really old and so she doesn't really know how to use the internet good.
Now hold on.
Yeah.
Why would a vampire be called the Impaler?
Because that's what they do. They impale people with their teeth.
No, vampires get impaled. I'm 90% sure on this.
Matt, the most famous vampire of all time is called Vlad the Impaler.
Okay, but he doesn't impale with his teeth. He impales with something else.
I don't know the etymology of the term, but in any case.
Impale is not a synonym for bite, I think.
I mean...
Honestly, I'm 90% sure on that, too.
Vlad, where did he come from? Transylvania, right? In Transylvanian.
We think.
In Transylvanian, you know, maybe the semantic space
there's only one word for impaling. Puncture.
Yeah, the semantic space is just sliced up a little bit differently. You know?
That's funny that it's sliced and it's not. Anyway.
Right, yeah. They have a lot of words for cutting and not so many words for
poking. Okay. I do kind of want to click on tank, but it probably makes more sense if we don't.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I have many other ideas. I feel like even if we could go to tank and then we could go to like army stuff and there's like army video games.
Like Call of Duty.
Yeah,
oh shit, what's the new one? What is the new one? It's not
It's primitive warfare. Primitive warfare, actually.
No, that was Far Cry. Far Cry is the one that...
You're right.
And Battlefield's doing World War One this year.
Call of Duty space, right?
It is in space, but what... It's like Call of Duty Space Odyssey or something.
Call of Duty what?
It's not one that they've done before. It's not a Black Ops. It's not a Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I mean, those are... usually they don't repeat the same game after they've already done it, so...
They did sequels within those ones.
They're just, like, the army men, they're, like, in space, and they're shooting stuff, and That's pretty much all I know about it. I don't know.
Those games are creeping closer and closer to just being Halo, which is a good thing, I think.
Right. I mean, Halo is generally. Halo is like the end point. Halo is like it's the like, it's when you, what you get when you take any shooter like to its logical extreme. It's exactly. the most ev- it's so what I'm good. Saying is it's the highest evolved form of
combat.
Combat, yeah.
Cuz the original game's name was Halo Combat Evolved.
Yeah, it's done. The combat's been evolved. It's done.
It got all the way up there. It's the apex.
And that's why the first Halo game was the last was the last Halo game. Is that, that they were like, okay, that's it.
Yeah, it's a ring story. It loops back around in the continuity too.
Yeah. Okay. We gotta
it's also literally
here.
A ring. Oh it's, man.
It's a ring on a lot of different levels.
I think we should click on Tank.
Okay, yeah. Tank.
Tank. My favorite character from the first Matrix movie.
I was just going to say the exact same thing.
I knew you were. I headed you off at the pass just like I did with the Toad quote.
Damn.
Yeah, I sniped it. Sniped you, it. Like, I a, mean, like a sniper, like, not like a tank.
Blew it up, actually, with a...
I just read this thing this week. Apparently, apparently Russia has started contracting... This is like an old trick, but they've started buying up inflatable military equipment, as in like
inflatable, huh?
Inflatable planes and tanks and like other kind of like troop deployment,
like bouncy castles, huh?
That's the thing. The reason why this is newsworthy is a bouncy castle manufacturer looked at the history of false military equipment and inflatables and was like, oh, we can make those look much better and much harder to tell the difference between from the sky with my advanced bouncy castle knowledge. So this maker of bouncy castles decided, you know what's next for me is the military industrial complex.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What's the name of the... Do you know the name of the bouncy castle company?
I do not. I do not. I apologize for not knowing.
So far, I'm looking through this tank page, and I have to say...
So far, I'm not looking through this tank page.
Really anything, except a lot of tanks. Real ones, though. And no little skeletons. No little cartoon skeletons.
You think they're real ones, but maybe they're inflatable.
Yeah, well, true. I mean... But none of them appear to be digital. Yeah.
That's difficult. This is bad. This was a bad
But look,
click.
we can get to World War II and get to Call of Duty World War II, right?
Yeah, that's what those ones were called.
That's what it was called, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we do that?
Yeah, we should blaze through this war stuff because you know how we
like,
get when we focus
like
on war.
It's bad.
Step 3, World War II.
Okay. Let's get to
I just wrote that down as World War II.
World War.
World War.
Wario.
it's the gritty reboot of WarioWare.
Welcome to Wario World.
Yahoo! And now we're just doing a different podcast's bit. So let's move right along. World War II in popular culture.
That's what I'm looking for, but I'm not seeing it.
No, it was just under C also. I just saw it.
Oh, it was there? Okay, sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to click on that.
Ooh. Oh. Oh, no.
Step 3. Wario War II in popular culture.
It's step 4, actually.
Okay, sorry. I mean,
but I just saw something that might have been better.
We could have shaved off a whole. We could have just said that we had, you know, only 3 steps, but you had to ruin it. It's okay.
Are you saying we should start cheating on this podcast?
I'm just saying, you know, it's not like I did that on purpose. It just came out of my mouth. So I'm saying, let's just roll with it.
When we have as many audio problems as we do at the start of the show, we at least owe it to our listeners to do the game right. Do it up good. There was a thing on the last page, though, that was a documentary series called Battlefield. And I was like, oh, it's not the video game, whatever. And then I realized, like, the wiki space, like, unfurled in front of me as a possibility space. And I was like, but if you click on that, it would probably have Battlefield as a disambiguation. And I was like, damn.
Well, I don't know.
Damn. I mean, it could also be totally not good.
It's possible, or it could also not do that. And now we're here. We're here at World War II video games, so.
Yeah. I think
we can just go to video games.
Right here. That's what I was going to say. I see it. It's a purple link. Okay. And we're going to visit our old friend. Step 5, video game. And there's that fucking stupid image.
I love that image. Plug the controller into the rock.
We have to launch a fucking change.org petition or something. Because every time we land on this page when we do this show...
We have to invent a game console that works like this image.
Where you just plug a Super Nintendo controller into a rock. And then the game is played by a spaceship shooting at the rock you chose.
Yeah. And the Super Nintendo controller doesn't actually do anything. It's just sort of like a decoration. The game is shooting a rock.
What if this is supposed to be a picture of a particular game that they think is emblematic of
video definitely games? It's definitely a symbolic representation of asteroids.
But no. I'm saying... I think... If you read it like that, it's like a mishmash thing, because then, like, why is it fucking plugged into the rock? That makes no sense.
Well, it's like...
It should be plugged into a TV showing asteroids. But I'm saying, what if we've got this all wrong? What if there's a game that you and I don't know about, where you're literally piloting a spaceship
that
shoots at rocks tethered to game controllers? And maybe there's a really good in-fiction reason for that.
Well, maybe... I mean, listen, maybe that was... maybe there's a reskin of Asteroids where that's what it looks like.
Maybe on like a Sega console, on like the Genesis, they put out a version of Asteroids. And they're just like, the Super
Nintendo.
You might as well be playing a rock.
And then you get to shoot it.
You get to shoot the rocks that are the Super Nintendos.
Yeah.
You get to blast processing them out of the sky.
I might have mentioned this on the podcast before. My family never let me play. I guess my mom. We weren't allowed to have a Sega Genesis, any Sega products in the house because, I don't know. They thought those games were like more violent or something.
Well, they thought that Sonic had a bad attitude.
Yeah.
They were like, we don't like that wisecracking hedgehog who eats chili dogs.
Yeah. So they wouldn't let us have that, or at least that's what they told me, or like what I picked up. But then, like, a few years ago, I was at my parents' house, and I was playing my brother's old Super Nintendo, and I was going through all the games he had. It turns out that motherfucker had a copy of Mortal Kombat for the Super Nintendo.
Really?
Yeah. Which was a very violent game.
Well, on Super Nintendo, I think it didn't have any blood.
Are you sure?
Maybe. Pretty sure it was censored in some way. I'm pretty sure.
So the move that you could do that would rip a person's spine out of their body, what was the animation
on that?
On
Mr. Miyamoto's console, I'm sure there was no spine ripping. I'm like,
what do you think
again,
the animation
90%
looks
like? Sure. Probably just like a nice pat on the head.
Okay.
Just,
and then, like a puff of purple smoke.
Yes. That's it. Yeah. That's all. That's all the violence you get.
That's all that happens.
I know it had to be censored. I think it was maybe, if not no blood, then like less blood.
Low blood.
What I really like to think about is maybe your parents saw like Echo the Dolphin and they're like, we can't have Caitlin play this. This will corrupt her. This dolphin navigating this wonderful ocean paradise. This is not good for our child.
Yeah, we don't want our child wanting to live in the ocean.
Yeah. And I mean, look at you now. You're so well adjusted.
Look at me now. I don't.
You live
I
on
never
land.
Go in the ocean. I live on the land. I don't go in the ocean.
Yeah.
Things have worked out. But sometimes I wonder, like, would I be happier if I lived in the sea? You ever wonder that?
Stop. Don't. Just don't.
Would I have these adulthood problems if I was living under the waves?
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Yeah. We can keep on this reference train, or we can just look for links.
I'm looking for links.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're looking at, but...
I'm looking at the same links you're looking at.
Okay.
You know?
I didn't know if you were looking at, like, reading a book over there or something, you know?
Well, you can't,
see
your
face. How do I know you're not playing Mario Kart?
You don't. I could be firing off blue shells and you wouldn't even know it. I'm not. I wish I was. I don't have
Me
my
too.
DS out here.
I don't have a DS, so.
You never had a DS? Did you stop at, like, the Game Boy Advance?
Did I ever have a DS? What's the one? There's one that's like a square, and it's like a little. I want to say it's
the
like
SP.
A square shape. The SP. I had up to SP.
It was like a flip phone.
Yeah. It was like a flip phone. And then
did you know
that
the SP was probably the first popular consumer electronic of its kind that didn't have a fucking headphone jack?
Really?
Yeah. Nintendo put that thing out. Mm-hmm. I guess I didn't even remember that until the iPhone 7 news came out because apparently I owned one, but apparently I just always had the sound fucking on because I sure as hell didn't have an adapter for headphones.
You were just sitting in the mall in Kirkland, Washington.
Yeah,
with,
the dead
Sir,
mall
Sir
in Kirkland,
Mix,
Washington.
Sir Mix-a-Lot sitting across from you eating a wrap. Just
okay, that was in Bellevue.
Pokemon noise. Okay. excuse
and
me.
It would probably been Metroid noise, but yeah, apparently they put out an adapter. I definitely didn't own one. And back then everyone was like, "What the fuck are you doing, Nintendo?"
Yeah, cuz it's a bad idea.
Nobody likes this. Nobody wants to not have this option.
We're all embarrassed that we're playing these child games.
Yeah. You make this thing that looks a little bit more respectable because it folds in half. And it comes in some colors that aren't childish.
Yeah.
But yet everyone has to know that I'm playing Phoenix Wright.
Yeah.
Actually, those didn't come out until the DS in America. So Pokemon.
Do you remember Do you remember how the Game Boy Advance didn't have a backlight?
Yeah, that was the so you
that was a
basically
that was a weird
you traded
too.
The backlight for the headphone
for the headphone jack.
Yeah.
And do you also remember that you could buy a little reading light to clip onto the thing?
Oh, Caitlin, I remember.
So you could see it.
I remember with the Game Boy Color, they had the one that would plug into the little link port, but it was like a bendy
mm-hmm.
light.
Yeah, it was
on
bendy.
A stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was awful.
I mean, so, I think it was kind of cute, but definitely not ideal.
The poor lighting of early handhelds is probably why I have glasses as thick as I do.
Oh, yeah?
And my hearing is bad because I would turn Lego Island up way too loud in my headphones.
Well, that's why they that's why they took the headphone jack off.
To save me, specifically.
To save your hearing, you personally.
That's nice of Miyamoto, isn't it?
Yeah, he's thoughtful.
He's a thoughtful
He's concerned
man.
About your health.
Yes, nice.
Should we click on console game?
Oh, is there not just like genres like racing games?
We've been over this. The genres are serious games and casual games.
Oh, fucking. This is why. This is like the first good argument for why, as the hosts of this podcast, we should go back through pages that give us trouble.
We should fix Wikipedia and make it not bad.
We should fix Wikipedia and make it better rather than just get fucking browbeaten by it every week.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like, listen. No. I disagree with that because, you know, like I played the game Mario Kart 64 so much when I was a kid. I know every twist and turn of all of those courses. Like Yoshi's, what's the name of the Yoshi one?
Uh-oh.
I'm totally.
You know all the twists and turns, but you don't know the names.
The Yoshi one. Yoshi's
the
Valley.
The Yoshi one.
You put that shit on extra, and it turns the course into a mirror image of itself. Everybody's fucking confused except for me. And it's like, the design of this course is maybe it's intentionally confusing, but if you have played the game enough, it becomes an advantage. What I'm saying is, like, we know the twists and turns of this video game page.
Oh, right, because we've been here enough times.
Because we've been here a lot of times.
I think console game is the right choice then.
Okay, I agree.
Unless, yeah, because there's not just like a link to Nintendo 64, is there?
No.
All right, okay. Step six, console game. Silence. Utter silence. Whoops, none of these links are good.
No.
It's just added another step. The Last of Us is a good game. I see you hovering over it, but it's not a good link.
I'm just wondering why the of all the games that exist in the section titled Introduction, the only game is The Last of Us, and I'm not sure why that is.
No, it says, for example, in order to play Halo 3,
Halo 3
an Xbox 360 is needed, and to play The Last of Us, a PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4
is
needed.
That's such a weird thing to list an example for.
Yeah, the fact that you need to have the right console for the right game, like it gets that nitty gritty about it.
Yeah, and then it gives you two examples, but it's like if you're a person that doesn't understand the concept of like games being designed for specific consoles, you're not going to know what those games are.
Probably true. Yeah. No one's going to like be scratching their chin reading this page and go like, "Oh, now I get it. Now I get what a console game is. I'm very familiar with Halo 3 and The Last of Us. Thank you very much."
Right.
Boy, I am getting lots of text messages.
Oh man, turn that phone on airplane mode.
I'm just going to pour beer on it. apparently
just take a break and go throw your phone in the toilet.
Someone gave me shit the other day for not using a case for my phone anymore. And
yeah.
Given my track record with electronics and all the shit that this phone has been through, I'm basically challenging it to be destroyed now.
I mean, it's like you keep it unclothed in this way so that you can destroy it more easily if you ever need to do that, right?
That's one theory. and I do get up to
that's
a lot of...
That's one fan theory.
I do get up to a lot of tricky business of questionable legality.
Right.
So my phone might need to just become a burner phone at any possible moment.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's not a flip phone, so those are just more fun to break in half.
That's true.
More cinematic, but...
But I do think that dropping a phone in a glass of water is a good look.
I've dropped
always...
this thing so many times. No screen
no fractures.
Breakage, no fractures. There's some... It's definitely... It's like if this was an action figure, it would be the limited edition battle-damaged version of it.
Yeah.
Like, the aluminum case is like... kind of scratched and scuffed, but other than no battery life and very slow, my phone is a fucking trooper. It's hanging in there.
I have this, can I just ignore everything you just said and go back to what I was talking about and say that I
totally every time
I have long had this fantasy of like some person that I'm angry at for some reason just like taking their phone and dropping it in a glass of water right in front of them and like looking them dead in the eyes and not saying anything.
You've definitely told me this before, and it's like the most sadistic thing I know about you is that you just fantasize about this phone.
I've never like been in an interaction with someone where I've like wanted to do that to them specifically. But like if I was really mad at someone and I wanted to get back at them for whatever, like
if
that's
I had
definitely what I would do.
If I had to make, and I hope I'm not crossing a line here, if I had to make like an outlandish but still potentially reasonable guess about like if Caitlin has like a sexual pathology of any kind, it'd be like wants to dominate people by destroying their electronics in front of them. If I had to guess, if there was one secret kink that I have any evidence for whatsoever, given our conversations, it would be like, that's the one I could be like, you know, playing the numbers. Maybe I'm hitting it right on the nose. Maybe.
Do you think there's porn of that?
It's called go on YouTube and watch any of these videos where people are just like, iPhone drop test. Like, it's a thing where there are people whose whole YouTube channel is like every week they spend $700 on a new iPhone and they find a new fucked up way to break it.
Yeah,
it's
like, that's definitely a fetish.
It's like ASMR. Someone's getting off on that.
Like, right. It's not even like if it exists, there's a porn of it. It's just like it exists and people think of it as porn. Like, people use
exactly.
it as porn.
Now I'm 100% certain there has to be like some channel where the money, like, mm-hmm. the money that they use to get those phones to break them is definitely coming yeah. from, like, patrons or just, like, one wealthy dude is, like, bankrolling yeah. the whole thing. Yeah. And he's like, next time, here's what I need you to do to the phone. $700, and next time this is what you should do to the phone. I think you should... So what I'm saying is, Caitlin, if you ever want to, like, I will understand if you want to just stop making this podcast with me, which we make negative money on, and just start taking people's money on the internet and busting
and
up phones.
Phones with it?
Just staring at a webcam dead center and dropping a phone in a glass of water. That could be
that's
your first video.
That's the dream.
But don't do it to my phone, because my phone probably won't break. I'll just put it on rice
like
and it'll
that?
Be fine.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Claim.
I think my phone is a trooper, a real
it's,
stalwart.
Death proof.
Stalwart? Yeah, like that movie.
Like
where
the
that
movie
guy
stalwart.
Died.
I'm going to click video game console.
Ooh, can we just not that?
I looked. I don't see Nintendo 64 on this page. I see Nintendo.
I just wonder if Nintendo's a better bet.
Yeah, Nintendo's probably. Okay, Nintendo's.
Yeah,
better.
Okay, step 7.
Nintendo.
Hey, love this company.
Great company.
They've done some fucked up shit in the past. In fact, in the recent past, but they
like
make
what?
A lot of good games.
You know what? Don't even tell me.
You could just type in fucked up shit, comma, Nintendo.
Nintendo.
You'll figure it out. You'll find it.
Nintendo of America is a majority shareholder of the Seattle Mariners. Did you know that?
I feel like we have talked about that. That is a fact I already knew, yes.
I don't think I've talked about that with you.
Yes. That is why Ken Griffey Baseball was a thing.
Oh.
I'm talking out of my ass. That might very well be true, but... In fact, I would not be surprised if that game was an official Nintendo.
For a split second, I thought you were calling him Ken Griffey Baseball because he didn't remember if it was junior or senior.
Ken Griffey Baseball! Okay. Boy, that would be a fun name, wouldn't it? Can we just home consoles?
Ken, it's a hyphenated name, Ken Griffey Baseball, because he's married to the game.
He took baseball's name.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, hyphenated.
I'm down.
It's hyphenated. It's why baseball. It's why baseball is called. It's called Major League Baseball - Griffey.
Okay. Nintendo 64, just click it, please. Release us. All right. Boy. You know what? Strong fucking logo.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Because it's the N,
mm-hmm.
and it's
and
three-dimensional.
Then it's the N, and then it's the N, you know, three more times, if you rotate it.
I would put one of those... A 3D representation of that logo on my desk, proudly.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you think you can buy that?
Oh, 100% you can. I bet you right now, YouTube 3D print Nintendo 64 logo.
Oh my God.
Yep. Look at it. We're on the Etsy page.
Okay.
There's one. I think it's a table. I think it's a whole fucking table.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a base for
a
coffee table.
It's a base for a coffee table. Oh my God. Unique and functional.
Paint a glass on that. There you go.
Dang.
God, though.
Or you could just use it as four small tables.
That also works. Or four yeah. small, uncomfortable chairs
mm-hmm.
that can't
Where
be
you
separated.
Have to face away from the, you have to face away from the other people.
Now, I feel like size is a factor here, though, because one of these may be the size of a Rubik's Cube on your desk. I think that's mm-hmm. That's cool. I could not in good faith have it as a coffee table. It just, past a certain size, it looks a little too childish.
This is the only item that this person sells.
Yeah, and they probably make enough of them.
And they've sold 187 of them.
Jesus!
And the shop name is Geeks with Wood, and the shop owner's name is Jared.
He went to Jared. No, sorry. He's not just called Jared. He's Geeks with Wood.
Yeah.
Which is the... Good rating, though, I gotta say. We were not paid for this feature. But, hey, you know, 5-star average rating on Etsy.
53 ratings.
Not bad.
Okay. Back to the task at hand.
Finally. If any more shit doesn't get in the way. Whoa, hold up. In 1996, mm-hmm. Time magazine named the Nintendo 64 Machine of the Year. I didn't know Machine of the Year was a prize they gave out.
It's only been a prize one time, and they've only ever given it to the Nintendo 64.
Well, wouldn't that just make it the Machine of Time?
By extension, Machine of the Century, the Machine of the Millennium, etc.
Fuck. I mean, they're not wrong.
IGN, on the other hand, only considers it the 9th greatest video game console.
I wonder when... Can you go down to the page that says that citation number 7?
And see what
that
the other ones
are? 2015!
I wonder what the...
I don't want to see what they are. Just
You don't want to see?
No, do you let's, fu- see or do let's not figure it out. Yeah, we'll get to Mario 64. We're fine.
Number 9. Oh my god. It's one of these things. It's not a list. It's all separate pages.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, put the Dreamcast above the N64.
I could see that, but look at how old this page is. This page is definitely far older than 2015.
Well, what do you mean, look how old it is? What does it say? It doesn't say.
No, look at the fucking design. Look this web design is straight out of 2003.
Describe the picture of the Dreamcast that they have on here.
It's just a fucking... It's a Dreamcast at like a 3/4 overhead shot. It's got a white glow around it, and then there's just a red lens flare peeking up behind it.
like it's the fucking Death Star.
Okay, go... Continue down the list. Same thing,
they
PlayStation.
They all have the same lens flare.
Caitlin, I guarantee this... Ah! Okay. 2005 Xbox 360. Like, this... page must have been made no later than 2007. This web design is so awful.
Yeah, it's really bad. Atari 2600 at number 2.
No.
Okay. NES at number 1.
So whenever this article is made, it was the NES, which also I would say the NES is better than the Nintendo 64. That is,
I mean, it's a classic, you know.
That is objective. It has better games.
Okay, well,
Think about it. We were thinking earlier about GoldenEye and all these games that we thought had 64 in the name but didn't.
Yeah.
But it's because most of the good games actually did have 64 in the name, and most of those were just Nintendo games. Everything else was like a worse version of a different game.
The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. That's all I have to say to you.
Also,
it's the best video game of all time.
Don't you fucking bring Metacritic into this, I swear to God.
Look, didn't say it. You said it.
think about like Tony Hawk, though, on the N64. Not as good. A worse version.
That's true, but there is no Tony Hawk for the NES.
Yeah, but you had Skate or Die, which I never raised the stakes. Because you either skate
or die.
Or die.
Yeah, I do love those high stakes.
Those high stakes.
Yeah. Okay, games...
Just game was, packs with that without pack. A C. Well, look what's not linked directly off this article.
Super Mario 64. It's okay.
Just list of Nintendo 64 games. Yeah. Step 9. Okay. Oh boy, we should go down this list and try to pick out how many actually good games there were.
Okay, 1080 snowboarding. I think I rented that, and I think it was okay. These are Japanese games.
We can skip over ones that we just don't know and assume that they're bad. Animal Crossing didn't come out in America on N64, but it's a great game.
I didn't even know there was one of those for N64.
Yeah, it was the first one. Very first one.
Army Men, Sarge's Heroes. Sounds good.
I think those games are well liked.
Banjo-Kazooie, classic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you collect the puzzle pieces.
Bass Hunter, excuse me. No, great, okay. Great DJ game.
Are you having a laugh right now?
I'm talking about the N64 classic Bass Hunter. It's the precursor to DJ Hero.
Are you having a laugh on me? You see on the right hand side column? Are you aware what you were doing?
I'm aware what I'm doing, yeah.
Look at here. Look here. Come on. Battle tanks spelled with an X with at an the X. End. Why wasn't this linked off of tanks?
I don't know.
Oh, it's because it's tanks with an X. Sorry.
There was a Blues Brothers 2000 game.
Definitely a bad game. Oh, definitely God. A mark against the console. A Bug's Life, oh, same. God. Can't be good.
A Bug's Life? There was a computer game called a Bug's Life. I don't know if it's the same, but that was the only game that we were allowed to play at this computer camp I went to one year.
You went to compute? Hold up. You went to computer camp?
Well, it wasn't a sleepaway camp.
It was a one-day or like a...
I think it was like a week. So,
now, to be fair, I basically went to a computer day camp as well.
Yeah, don't you fucking accuse me of being a nerd for having gone to a computer camp. No,
this isn't me accusing you of being a nerd. I'm saying, is computer camp the best description you can come up with? Was it just general computer?
Hand to God, I don't remember what else we did in that camp other than play A Bug's Life.
It might have been a camp for etymology is a different thing. Entomology.
Etymology is there you go. It definitely wasn't entomology camp.
It could have been just a regular camp and then you and your friends just stayed in and played the bug game.
No, because it was like, there was like a time limit on it. It was like, okay, take a break, play the bug game. Now back to business. Huh. Like whatever the business was. Diddy Kong Racing.
Alright. Not as good as Mario 64, so.
Not as good, but it's still an okay racing game that I played.
Doom 64. Supposed to be pretty good.
Did you say Donkey Kong 64?
I mean, trust me. His coconut gun can fire in spurts. That's all you gotta know.
Yeah.
Dr. Mario 64. I'm going to say bad game because it's just more Dr. Mario. No changes.
Mm-hmm.
Duke Nukem.
Earthworm Jim 3D.
Never really been a fan of Earthworm Jim.
Yeah. It's a little... It's FIFA. Just not that... There's so many Earthworm games. It's like...
Hold up, Caitlin. Hold up. Join me. FIFA!
FIFA.
There we go. Thank you. a lot of different FIFAs. FIFA Soccer 64.
How is FIFA Soccer 64? This must have been...
See, now this is confusing, right?
No, it wasn't. I was going to say this must have been in the time before EA had like the total... EA was like the official video game provider for soccer.
But no. But
it's not. These are all made by EA. FIFA 99...
In the
FIFA
same
Road to World Cup 98 and FIFA Soccer 64.
In the same year, FIFA Soccer 64 and FIFA Road to World Cup 98 came out.
Yeah.
97. In the same regions. They're not just renamed.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way this is kosher is for me as a naming scheme. Mm-hmm. The only franchise that gets to be so freewheeling with this naming and numbering scheme is the Fast and Furious franchise. Mm-hmm. So if FIFA Soccer 64 isn't a FIFA game set in 1964, I don't want anything to do with it. If it's not
you're
a
saying
period
it's just a
piece,
different. It's a dude. You're actually like you're on the board at FIFA, and you're controlling the rules to soccer.
It's a management sim. It's not even a soccer game, really.
moving on. Oh my god. Golden Nugget 64. Did you ever play this?
I did not. Did you?
This is a... Fuck yeah, I played the shit out of that game. It's a casino simulation. You go in there and you play roulette and fucking craps.
Nice. That's it?
Yeah. That's it. And it's like... I still can hear in my head what the dealer sounds like as she asks you if you want to hit or stay. GoldenEye 07, cool. Obviously a great game.
Yeah. Hey, you Pikachu, you talk to Pikachu. Not bad.
Sorry, hey, you Pikachu? I've never heard of this.
Yeah. It came... It's like you're friends with Pikachu, and it came with a microphone, so you could be like... Pikachu, and then it would be like it would wait for a second and then go like Pika.
Oh my god. And then can you read the genre?
Simulation / life.
Let's see.
Lego Racers. Better than Diddy Kong Racing, not as good
really?
As Mario Kart 64. I would
never
say.
Never played Lego Racers.
Lego Racers had this mechanic where all the power ups were different colored bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would pick up white bricks to boost the other color that you had already in your in your inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So like a red brick, a single red brick would be like the equivalent of like the Mario Kart banana peel. But if you could stack three white bricks on top of it, it would be like a guided missile or something.
Oh, whoa.
The best part
I'm sure
was...
You're telling me this, and I know that you've told me this exact thing on this podcast before. But
definitely
okay.
have. But I have to reiterate.
One more time.
Have to. It was so cool that the speed boost brick, once you got all the white bricks tacked on top of it, it would just fucking rip open a wormhole and shoot you further up the track instantaneously. Yes. You would just teleport from one part further ahead. Very, very
good.
Here's
a great game. Here's an all-time classic. Major League Baseball featuring Ken Griffey Baseball.
It's not his name. Don't lie to our listeners. First you want to cheat, now you're going to lie. Oh, boy. Three Mario Parties. All terrible games. Terrible console.
I think this is why I have the purple phone.
Yeah?
Because I'm a cheater.
You're a cheater. That's probably true. Should we just click on it? We don't need to bother with the rest of this list.
Yeah.
Step 10.
A 64.
I think from Panzer to this, 10 steps, not bad.
Yeah. From a machine of death and destruction to a delightful children's entertainment.
Yeah, and you stop along 1996's Machine of the Year on the way. All right, it's the machine of the year, 1943, the Panzer. Ooh,
yeah, that's right.
Ooh, it's a little
ironic
controversial.
It's ironic that, you know, both are machines of the year, but Mario Kart 64 is actually as different from a Panzer as anything can be.
Yeah, we've really traversed the poles here, which is why... They gotta call us on our fucking important phones and get us to sort out this wiki business.
Yeah.
But if Jimmy Wales calls and asks for money, I'm still gonna say fuck you to that guy.
Jimmy doesn't have a phone, so...
Jimmy doesn't have enough... Jimmy sold his phone to keep Wikipedia online. this has been Can You Get to That? This episode's either real good or real bad. I can't tell from the inside of it.
Well, I mean, I had a great time here today, so I don't know about you.
I had a good time. I'm just worried that before we even finish recording, I'm going to spill beer on this laptop and the recording will be gone forever.
Put the beer on the floor right now.
The floor is covered in other laptops. It's a real predicament I'm in.
Everywhere you step, there's a laptop.
I'm just being set up for failure. And if you want to tweet at me about that predicament, I can be found on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at Get To That. And find it on iTunes. I should probably endeavor to put us on other podcast services.
Yeah, I hear other podcasts and I hear them say all those places where you can get the podcasts. And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
The Thing is, I don't believe other Stitcher? People use those places, but I could be very wrong.
I don't
wrong,
think anyone so. Uses that.
Maybe you'll find us on other places, too. And if you do...
Maybe. If you look, you can look. You
rate
know?
Us
do
on
those
all
other places
them.
Even exist? I don't know.
It could be made up.
You can... Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at bestkabest, bestkabest, and you can find us on Facebook. Matt didn't mention that. Facebook.com/CYGTT.
Yeah, I posted a really dumb video on Facebook a couple weeks back. If you haven't seen the...
If you haven't seen the extremely dumb video on Facebook, we're not going to tell you about it here. Just go to Facebook.
Just go. Especially if you like anime.
If you like anime... Or if you hate anime and want to hate it more.
Hold up. Before we close out the show, yeah, we have to talk about the greatest thing that happened in this last week. This week that we were off the air.
I don't know. What was the greatest thing?
I am, of course, talking about Alex Trebek mocking a contestant on Jeopardy for being a nerdcore hip-hop fan.
Oh, my God. Your brother is never going to forgive you for saying that.
This has been Can You Get to That? I'm all fresh out of questions. I'm spent. I don't know about you, Caitlin.
Do I have any more questions?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking me?
Because that's all we do on this show is that we ask each other questions.
It's just a
right?
series of questions about stuff, about life, about love.
About if our audio is working.
And my final question is this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? You ready?
I am. Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. What if technology bad, though?